Pigot Vokrabos, I hope all is good. Today's daf is Nazir Daf Hey. We're here four lines up. All right, again, the Mishnah had mentioned, if you remember, the concept of a Nazir Olam. So the Gemara says, V'Nazir Olam Heicha Ksiv. How do you know that where is a Nazir Olam written? Now, Tosfos already points out that it doesn't mean where does the concept of a Nazir Olam come from. It means, where do you know that a Nazir Olam, as someone who's going to be a Nazir forever, is able to be Mekel? If you look at Tosfos, Dibur Maskel, the Nazir, Kol Meshemutra Lahakel, be Mekel and take a haircut once in a while. So it's going to bring an example of Avshalom, right? The Tanya is within the Nebraisa, right? Rabbi Omer, Rabbi says, Avshalom Nazir Olam, Avshalom was a Nazir Olam. Shnemar's pasuk says, "Vahimi kates arba'im shana." Vayomer Avshalom el Hamelach el Chana. Avshalom is nedari. Shnedarati l'Hashem v'chavro. Avshalom asks the king that he could go, but David that he could go fulfill his nether. Right? The Rosh already writes here that we assume the Gemara is assuming that was a nether of Nazirus. V'magaleach echad l'Shnemar's chodesh, and he would take a haircut once every 12 months. How do you know? Shnemar vayehi. I think it should be v'haya. Yeah, if you check on the bottom. The pasuk says, "If Galchovas Rosho, he would cut his hair." V'haya mikitz yomim liyamim. Asher Galach, right? If it was every days to days, right? Again, he would take a haircut. So how do you know that was 12 months? It doesn't say that in the pasuk. So Gemara says, "V'yaldif yomim yomim mi bater arechoma." Gzera shava from the concept of bate arechoma. The halacha is, if someone in a walled city sells his house to someone else, so he's able to only buy it back once every 12 months, and after that, right, if he hasn't bought it back within 12 months, then it stays by the guy who bought it. So again, the Yomim over there refers to 12 months, so to over here, right, Mahasim Yudbeis Chodesh Afkan, Yudbeis Chodesh, or just like over there is 12 months, so to buy Avshalom is also 12 months. Rabbi Nehoroi Omer, Rabbi Nehoroi says, Megalech Echad Lelamed Yom, this is actually every 30 days, and Rabbi Yossi Omer, Megalech Me'er Shabbos Le'er Shabbos, it was actually every week. That you can take a haircut, right? We see the princes, right, will take their haircuts, right, every Friday to Friday, and that we see that again, Avshalom was a prince, and so he was able to take a haircut every Friday. So Gemara says, my time with the Rebbe, where does Rebbe get a shita that it's once every 12 months? So Yoleh from Bata Arichoma, as we said before, he learns it from Bata Arichoma. Ay, v'Rabbi Huda Amar in Yomim Pchusim Mishnayim. But didn't we say that, didn't Rebbe say that there's no days? When it says days, it's usually less than two, right? It's not less than two. Maybe it was just 2 day, meaning 2 day, time period that he took a haircut every 2 days. Gemara says, "Hi, Gzera Shava, Mishum COVID Gomer." So the Gzera Shava, that they use between Bater Erechoma and Avshalom, right, to teach me that a Nazir is allowed to take a haircut, that's because of COVID. So not COVID like COVID the disease, but COVID in the sense of heaviness of hair. That when a Nazir Olam, right, doesn't have to grow his hair forever, right, but when it gets heavy, so then he's allowed to cut it. Like a COVID, and if it's after 2 days, right, there is no heavy, the hair is not heavy after 2 days. What about two? Maybe it's 2 years. Right, Pasuk says by Yosef, right after being in Parshas Miketz, right, then Yosef was in jail for 2 years. Maybe it should mean 2 years. So Gemara says, "Done in yomim she'ini mayim shanim, mi yomim she'ini mayim shanim." Well, it's better to learn Gzeir Shava from yomim yomim, and not yomim that has shanim attached to it, meaning that the words are more similar. And if you have a pasuk that says yomim that are shanim, the shnayim, I'm sorry, not shanim, shnayim, so it's better to use a similar language, right? You have yomim yomim as opposed to Miketz Shnasayim Yamim, and that's not as similar. I have Lamed Lamed Ve'imed Lamed Yom. Maybe it really should be 30 days. Tichtiv Ad Chodesh Yamim, right, until a month of days. So the Gemara says again, Done in Yomim She'ein Imahim Chadashim, right? Yomim She'ein Imahim Chadashim, Ve'al Yochiyach Zeh She'esh Imo Chadashim, right? It doesn't make the language is not as similar. You have Yomim Yamim, why would you use a pasuk that's Yomim and Yomim Chadashim, right? That's not as similar, right, as the other drasha that we have. But what about the from this pasuk, miyamim yamima? That pasuk is in Shoftim, right? Again, that pasuk is in Shoftim, right? The pasuk says, miyamim yamima tilachna bros yishol lesanos lebasti eftecha giladi arboim yamim bashana. That pasuk basically says that, again, the whole sad story of Yiftach, who came out back from war, said, the first thing that comes out of my house is going to be a korban. And sure enough, his daughter showed up. So again, Machlokes is exactly what happened to her, but the pasuk says that they would go and visit either her or some sort of monument or whatever, right, four times a year. So that seems to imply, again, that's a, you know, that's already every 3 months, or every, yeah, every 3 months. So Gemara says, not really. Again, similar, the language is not as similar, so therefore we don't use it. So Gemara says, I understand. The whole, all these, you just rejected all these zero shabbos because the language is not similar. Who cares whether the language is similar? And this is what the Gemara asks every time the Gemara insists on a zero shabbos being similar. We see that it's not necessarily true. You don't need a gzera shava to be exact, right? The pasuk says that this is by tzaras, that the kohen comes to the house that has tzaras on it, right? And the halach is that he's going to do some sort of process. He takes away some of the stones and then scraps out some of the wall or whatever, and then he comes back and he waits a week, right? And if it hasn't changed, he comes back. And the Gzeirah Shavah teaches me he does the same exact process, right, after 7 days. Right, the first day he comes and does that process, we wait to see what happens to the tzaras, and he comes back a week later. If he needs to, he does that process again. And then after 14 days, right, if he declares if he needs to, then if it progresses to the point where it's tzaras, so then it's tzaras. So, but anyway, the Gzeirah Shavah that we use to teach me that the halacha, that the kohen will do that both the first time and the second time, is Vishava. Right, Uba Kohen, Vishava Kohen. The Kohen Ba comes, and then Vishav, and he comes again. And Zui Shiva, Zui Bia, so Gemara says that's the same thing. Well, those aren't the same words at all. So what do you with this whole problem with the Xerishav not being the same? Who cares? We see that we don't necessarily need the Xerishav to be the same. So Gemara says, yeah, Hani Mili, Hechadeleka the Damila. Well, fine. If you have Xerishav, that again, Xerishavas were passed down from Moshe to Chamim and all the way down through the generations. So they had a concept of Xerishavas. Right, so if there's nothing that's similar, so Beseder, so then there's nothing that's similar. But here, Vahecha de'ika de damilei, but if you have a similar Joshua, right, me de damilei alfinon, so you're going to use the Gzera Shavah, you're going to learn from the Puzzle that's more similar, right, than the Puzzle that is not. Okay, fine. Ikadamri, some people say, another reason, this is not the Gzera Shavah, but another reason why the Puzzle Yamima doesn't work out, just specifically, right, that they would go and visit, let's say, Yiftach's daughters, or daughter, every, you know, four times a year. How do you know that they would go every 3 months, right? Go on the schedule, right? That doesn't necessarily, right? They said they went four times a year. How do you know? They didn't go, I don't know, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, and Yom Kippur. Right? That doesn't mean it wasn't every, or whatever. Like, it wasn't every 4 months on the schedule. Dilma arba zimnim b'shatza. Maybe it was, 4 months, once. Or Arba's Yerech and Chazimna, or they went four times in a month. I mean, it was, it's Lav Dafka, right? Or Chazimna, Trey Yerech and Chazimna, right? And you don't know the schedule, it doesn't say the schedule, it says they went four times in a year. So that's not a clear-cut schedule. Okay, fine. Rabbi Nahu Roy Omer. Again, we quoted this before. Megalech Echaz HaShoshim Yom, right? You can take a haircut once every 30 days, or Nazir Olam can take a haircut once a month. My timer, what's the reason? So Gabi Kohanim, Mishum the Ika Covid, Zochanami, Ika Covid. Whether you have by the Kohanim also in the Beis Hamikdash, right, need to cut their hair every 30 days. Right, that's already Gemara Sanhedrin. And so that he has to look presentable in the Beis Hamikdash. So too, right, same halacha by Nazir. Rabbi Yossi, Omer Megalech, Me'er Shabbos, Der Shabbos. Rabbi Yossi says, again, you can do it once a week. My Ika, Bene, the Shar, Achohi. So if you tell me that, again, his whole, Rabbi Yossi's whole logic was that since Avshalom was a prince, and the son of the king could take a haircut every week, so then the Mayan Afkamina, that he was a Nazir or not. Like, what does that have to do with anything? Like, what are you telling me? Like, all of David's kids got a haircut once a week. So what does Avshalom being a Nazir have to do with anything? Why is that better? So he says, Yom Tov Shechal Yos B'Yom Tov Shabbos, the Nafkamina would be that Yom Tov that falls out in the middle of the week. Again, the princess would take a haircut before Yantav, but Avshalom, since he was a Nazir, he would only take a haircut once a week and not anymore. Inami, another answer. The Gluchay min Safra demali Shabso. What about Friday morning? The brothers could get a haircut Friday morning. He had to get a haircut ad panya, right, until afternoon, right, because he had to bring the korbanos, right, that was shaykh to a Nazir cutting his hair. So he could only do that in the afternoon. Honey, Arbain Shana Maya Vitayu. The Gemara just asks. Again, the Pasuk says, right, Avshalom, right, if you remember, we started, Avshalom said, it's the end of, after 40 years, I want to bring my Korbanos Nazirus. What's going on over here? What is that? So what does that have to do with anything? Meaning, where did Mechatesi, or why did that come up? Rabbi Nehora Yomer, and Mishum Rabbi Yeshua says, and Yeshua, the Kitz Mem Yashana Sheshalu Lehem Melech. It was 40 years after Bnei Yisrael had asked Shmuel, right, about a king. Right, again, the Bnei Yisrael came to Shmuel. They said, please make us a king like the rest of the nations. Shmuel got very upset, etc. So 40 years after that, Avshalom rebelled against David, maybe the Knegged Midah, whatever it was, or Kush, but Bnei Yisrael rebelled against Hashem. Right? Avshalom rebelled against David. Okay, fine. So Gemara says, Tana Osa Shana Sheshalu Lehem Melech Nishnas Eser L'Shmuel Haramati, and they said that was the 10th year of Shmuel, after Shmuel was, I guess, was leading them. So therefore, 30 years later, right, that's when Avshalom rebuilt. Okay, fine. Maybe the shortest mission in Shas, I don't know, I'm not holding in like that kind of bikis, but maybe it seems like it's definitely a candidate. Stam Naziris Lamed Yom, again, I'm not sure exactly how the Mishnayos, calculate this one. I mean, if you don't learn a Mishnayos, sometimes the Gemara kind of separates Mishnayos and puts the Mishnayos together, right? Sometimes you have all the Mishnayos in the Perek in one long Mishnah at the beginning, and sometimes it's broken up a little bit differently. Anyway, this one, Stam Naziris Lamed Yom, it seems like if a guy just says he's going to be a Nazir, so then that's without specifying an amount of time, so that's 30 days. So Gemara says, Minani Meili. How do you know? Where'd you get that from? Mechatesi. There's Omer of Masna. If Masna says, Omer Krala, the Pasuk says, Kadoshi, yeah, right? One of the, I guess, more, I don't know if it's more famous, but definitely one of the few times that we learn halacha from a gematria. Right? Kadoshi, yeah, the Nazir will be holy. Yehiyah, Begimatria, Tzalas, and Havu. And Yehiyah, right, 6-5, 6-5. No, I'm sorry, 6-5, 6-5. Sorry, it's late already. 10-5, 10-5, that obviously is 30. So that will mean the 30 days, Tam Nazir, Shalos, and Yom. Parbada Omer, Keneged Nazir, Nizro, Hamun, and Betorah. Apparently, the amount of times it says Nazir, or Nizro, in the Torah is Lamed Chazar Achas, is 29. So Parpada says it's actually 29. For Rav Masna, Nami Nilef Minazir than Israel. Rav Masna also could learn from there. I mean, why doesn't he learn from that? Why does he use the Gematria? So Amar Lecha, he would say to you, Ahu the Joshua. Right, I have that something else is for Joshua, and there's other Joshua's. Because the Pasuk says, Mian Vishachar Yazir. Right, shouldn't obviously drink. Now, Sheikhar usually means beer, but here the Pasuk means it means wine and old wine, meaning like really, really good wine, really, really intoxicating wine. Lesser yain mitzvah ki yain reshus. Right, again, we saw this before, that a yain mitzvah, we said it wasn't kiddush, but said he swore off, right, he made a nether not to take a drink wine. Okay, ki yain reshus. So then he used the pasuk of ki yaflilim dor nether nazir lazir. What does that teach me? Malamid shan nazirus chala on nazirus, that you can have one nazirus on the other. Right, since you have, again, some drashas that you need, right, from some of these 30, from these 29, right, words, right, so therefore it doesn't work, and therefore it's, you can't use all of those to teach me, that all of them are, that Nistam Zir Shalashim Yom. What does he do with that? So, Amar Lecha, Leka, Chai, Minenu, Delav, L'drasha. He says, what do you mean? One of them, there's got to be one of them that you don't need for a drasha. Right, so therefore, man, that would work. Right, so therefore, Ella mea dehud l'minyana, kula nami l'minyana. And that one that's not needed for a drasha, right, why do you have it? Right, so it's clearly because we're taking count, right, and that one's extra, so you can include, you can say all of them are also for the count. Okay, fine. Tanan, the problem is, so now the Mishnah is going to try and, bring proofs one way or another. The most obvious one, as you might imagine, is our Mishnah. Tanan, our Mishnah, Stam Nazir Shalosh Miyom, pretty clear cut, right? It doesn't get more clear cut than that. Again, Barpada and Rav Masna arguing, is it 30 or 29 days? Rav Masna used the Gematria, it's 30 days. Barpada says, it says 29 days, 29 times, it says Neder, it says Nazir in the Chumash. So 30 to 29, our mission is pretty clear. It says 30. How do you get out of that? So he says, Bishlam, Mother of Masna Nicha. That works, corner of Masna, who says, Stam Mishnah, his Stam Zir Shalashim Yom. Ella Barpada Kasha, what does Barpada do with that? Samacha Barpada, yeah, I dika Yom Tlosin, Demangalech, maybe Karbonosov, Bishimachi Tana Shalashim. Yeah, what happens on the 30th day? The 30th day, he comes and he shaves his hair and brings his Karbonos. So, okay, the Mishnah was counting that day. Fine. So, okay. We have another kasha. Tanan, the Mishnah says, this Mishnah is later, in about a week or so, a week and a half. Misha Amar Harini Nazir Megaleach Yom Shloshim Ve'echad. So the Mishnah says that if someone says, I'm going to be a Nazir, so he does his haircut on the 31st day. So that just gets rid of what you just said. So Bishlam Rav Masna Nicha, the Rapada Kasha. So what does Bar Pada do with that? So I'm going to Bar Pada would say, hey, Masefa, what do you mean? Forget, that doesn't... Okay, but what about the Sefer of the Mishnah? The Sefer of the Mishnah says, if he took his haircut and did the Korbanos on the 30th day, he's Yotze. So clearly, it's only 29 days of Chiyuv. Really, it should be 30. The Iker Makif stuff is 29 days. If he took the haircut on the 30th day, it's okay. It's a Sefer Masayele, Reshon Nasek, Omer Shleiman. I mean, so the Seifa, right, is a proof, but the Resha, right, you have to say, it's as if he said, if the guy said, right, Ke'omer Shleiman, it's as if the guy said, right, I'm going to take 30 days completely. I mean, so that's how he gets out of it. He says that really, Stam Aziris is 29 days, but if the guy said 30 days, so then the Resha of the Mishnah says, well, okay, the guy said 30 days, so then it's going to be shaving his hair and doing the korbanos on the 31st day. Rav Masna Kasha Seifa. Aye, Rav Masna, now flip it back on Rav Masna, who said it's Nazirus is 30 days. How could you tell me that you bring the korbanos on the 30th day, you're Yotze? Right? Doesn't that seem to imply that really Stam Nazirus is 29 days? Because if you do it on the 30th day, you're Yotze. So Kosavar Mitzvah Sayom Kekulo. Yeah, Mitzvah Sayom Kekulo. Therefore it's 30 days, but then in the middle of the day you bring your korban and that's fine. We do find that concept of Mitzvah Sayom Kekulo, right? In other places, right? By Avelos, for example. Okay. Tanan, let's just do one more kasha here, and then we'll leave it for tomorrow. Harini Nozer Shloshim Yom Im Gileach Yom Lamid Lo Yotza. Again, also, I mean, now we see, if you're telling me, again, the only way Rav Masna gets out of that is by saying that, well, if he took a neder for Naziris for 30 days, and he brings the korban on the 30th day, you'll say, well, mitzvah yom kekulo, but what do you mean? This mission says, if a guy says he's a neder for 30 days, and if he does all the stuff on the 30th day, he's not Yotze. So the Gemara says, Be'o Rav Shleiman. So yeah, in a chenami, you have to say, Rav Masna would say that case is that the guy said, I'm going to be a nazir for 30 full days, and in that case, if he brings the korban, takes the haircut on the 30th day, right, then he is not Yotze, certainly because he hasn't done 30 full days. Okay, Shkolakolo Rabosa, we'll go weiter in the Heilige Shas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.